News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good afternoon. We are expecting clear skies and temperatures in the lower 30s for the overnight tonight. It's 5:30. I'm Raymond Newport, WSAU News. Prosecutors are trying to make a case for the maximum time for Army Private Bradley Manning, convicted of giving classified documents to WikiLeaks. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor has more.
Bradley Manning's lawyers have presented testimony from psychologists and from Manning's sister detailing mental, emotional, and gender problems Manning has had in the Army and in his outside life. His attorneys say that because of his suffering, he should have a shorter sentence. Today, Army prosecutors get their chance to rebut that testimony. 2 days ago, Manning apologized for his actions and said he must pay the price. Today, prosecutors likely will say the price should be the maximum 90 years in federal prison. Steve Taylor, Fox News Radio.
A new report from 60 Minutes says that Milwaukee Brewers slugger Ryan Braun may have been outed by people close to Yankee star Alex Rodriguez. The CBS reports in February, an unpublished list of players linked to the scandal was sent to Yahoo Sports from Rodriguez's people. His lawyers are denying the allegations, saying Rodriguez is planning an appeal of his ban through the 2014 season. If those allegations are true, the players' union may find it hard to defend a player who broke its own collective bargaining agreement against publicly outing players. Governor Walker has appointed UW-Platteville student Chad Landis today as the student member of the university's Board of Regents. Landis was named after another Platteville student who had his nomination withdrawn in mid-June after it was learned that he signed a petition for the recall election against Walker a year and a half ago. Landis didn't do that. A check of searchable databases of recall signers did not turn up his name today. A well-known polka bar will open in Milwaukee for business tonight after the owner shot and killed one of three people who robbed the place last night. Police say the three suspects held up the Constantina Beer Hall at gunpoint while two customers were inside. Owner Andy Kachansky grabbed his gun from behind the bar and killed a 23-year-old man. Police say the two other suspects ran away. Sports tonight, the Brewers try to dig themselves out of the bottom of the National League Central with a game against the Reds. We'll have pregame at 6:35. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for Central Wisconsin brought to you by Charlie's Hardware. Save up to 75% off concrete pavers, planters, benches, and more during the end-of-season blowout sale on now at Charlie's Hardware on Highway 153 in Mosinee. We are expecting patchy fog through the overnight, otherwise clear skies tonight, a low around 53. Patchy fog continuing Saturday morning, then sunny skies, a high near 82. Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 81. That's your news, weather, and sports. I'm Raymond Newport on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.